President Bush was in Daytona Beach, Florida yesterday for the beginning of the NASCAR racing season. His appearance at the Daytona 500 underscores the importance of stock car racing in America and the importance of so-called NASCAR dads in this year's presidential election. NPR's Ari Shapiro prepared this report.
Now the top three cars are nose to tail.
There were two races on the Daytona Speedway yesterday. First, this one. Dale Earnhardt Jr. won on the track where his father died in a crash 3 years ago. The second race won't be decided until November.
Laura and I are honored to be here for this fantastic spectacle. We ask God's blessings on the drivers, NASCAR fans, and on our great nation.
The Daytona 500 is known as the Super Bowl of the NASCAR circuit. But President Bush didn't attend this year's Super Bowl, and he didn't go to last year's World Series, despite his long association with baseball. So what does the Daytona 500 have that these other major sporting events don't? NASCAR dads. Guys like Jason Havelt, an auto parts company manager.
I don't know, I've always voted Republican as of this point, but I've got at least another 50 years, hopefully. So, anything can happen.
NASCAR dads is the catchphrase that pundits have used to describe white working-class men, especially in the South and Midwest. Once inclined to vote Democratic, they've become reliably Republican in the past three decades. Still, Democrats are targeting them as possible swing voters this year. Gary Wolf says he always votes Republican, but he could imagine his NASCAR buddies being won over by the right Democratic candidates.
Yeah, I think that's good that they're coming around here and everything's going to be, they're going to pick up a lot of votes.
That notion may have inspired President Bush to drop by yesterday's race. His comments were apolitical and short, just four sentences total, but it did the job for Curtis Hayer. Sitting on his inflatable Budweiser couch on the infield, Hayer smiled at the president's appearance.
Oh, I thought it was excellent that he'd come by and support a sport that a lot of the normal people enjoy over the years. I thought it was a great touch.
With a minimum ticket price of $90, these racing fans may not exactly be a cross-section of working-class America. But that has not stopped Democrats from spending heavily to court their votes. When Senator Bob Graham was still in the Democratic presidential contest, he sponsored a NASCAR truck at a reported cost of $500,000. And Democratic Governor Bob Wise of West Virginia ousted a Republican incumbent in 2000, in part by promising to bring a NASCAR racetrack to his state. Still, Emory politics professor Merle Black says getting a NASCAR dad to vote Democratic isn't easy. He thinks the talk about this group acting as a swing vote is mostly hype.
You know, I think this is the kind of flavor of the month.
He says NASCAR dads are overwhelmingly conservative on social issues like abortion and gun control, and that's hard for Democrats to overcome. Black says if Democrats have a chance to win over these voters on any issue, it's jobs.
These are blue-collar people for the most part. There's been a huge loss of manufacturing jobs throughout the South and parts of the Middle West, so on economic grounds, there might be some basis for an appeal.
Senator John Kerry and his rivals have been emphasizing job loss in their stump speeches. Still, the Democrats have an image problem to overcome. A recent political cartoon in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution pictured Kerry in front of an audience of Southern voters saying, "National Association of Stock Car Auto Racing Aficionados, I beseech you to support me." President Bush had no such language barrier with NASCAR fans yesterday. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.